I'm Kate, and in the studio with me is Constable Darren Fisher with Stratford Police Service. Darren, long time no see.
Oh, it's great to be here, Kate. Thanks a lot for having me in today.
Yeah, of course. And this weekend, May 10th, it's Bike Day.
Yeah, it's going to be a busy and exciting day. We're partnering with the Optimist Club of Stratford, and we're bringing back the Bike Day. Mm-hmm. So this is like a bike rodeo. So if you remember that as being a kid, where kids, I guess, would be able to come and bring their bikes and go through an obstacle course. They can put their name in for a draw for a new bike as well. There's going to be hot dogs that the Optimist Club is going to be giving out as well. It's going to be all kinds of stuff. Mm-hmm. And in conjunction with the Optimist Bike Day, we're going to be running our annual bike sale this weekend.
Right,
so
yeah.
The bike day is going to be run from 10 a.m. till 12 p.m., but we're going to be starting our sale at 9 a.m.
Okay, perfect. So the bike sale, it's kind of like an auction, right?
It is kind of like an auction where you come in, you have a chance to look over all of the bikes, and then we'll have a sheet at each one where you mark on the price that you're willing to pay. Mm-hmm. When 12 o'clock comes, the highest bidder for that bike becomes the new owner for that bike.
Awesome. And then you immediately register everybody for Project 529.
Yeah, and that's a great point because we're going to be trying to register all the bikes that come through for Bike Day as well. So all the kids who bring their bikes and anybody else who wants to bring their bike to the location, we're going to be able to register it directly into 529.
Perfect. And for people who don't actually know what Project 529 is, could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, that's a really cool bike registration program. It's a North American wide initiative. And I think it's even starting to go globally, but we'll focus on North America here because that's likely where our bikes are going to end up. But it's a very cool initiative that the Stratford Police joined a few years ago. You have a chance to register your bike onto this platform that the Stratford Police have a page on. So when you register your bike locally, we get access to that information. And if your bike goes missing, you use your app or use the website to hit an alert. That alert goes to everybody who's on that registration, so they become aware that your bike is now missing. And then people can keep their eyes open for it as well.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, I didn't realize that it was that big.
Yeah, and it goes so big is that, for an example, I like to use the example of that I was given when I was doing the research into the program. I was talking to somebody from Vancouver Police, and they've been on this program for quite a few years. And they had a bike show up there that had a registered owner in Ottawa.
Oh, wow.
So they called the guy in Ottawa and said, "Hey, we have your bike." And he's like, "Wow, I just reported that stolen earlier this week." So it was a matter of like 5 or 6 days.
Yeah.
And the bike had traveled all the way across the country, showed up in Vancouver, was in their property storage. And they were able to deliver that bike back to the guy in Ottawa.
Wow, that's crazy. So yeah, if your bike goes missing, they'll find it.
Absolutely. And there's lots of universities, lots of other police services, lots of other municipalities on this bike registration program.
Awesome. So yeah, come through on Saturday. It's at Avondale United Church.
It is. Avondale United Church in the back parking lot. We're going to have the whole area cordoned off for the obstacle course. And then we're going to have Cycle Stratford is going to have a booth, the bike registration area, and the bike sale.
Well, this is going to be a fabulous day, and all the details are also on our community calendar at mystratfordnow.com, so you can check it out there too. Darren, thanks so much for popping in.
Yeah, thanks, Kate. Thanks for having me.